Minister, can you confirm that the new 2023-2027 leader programme will be ready for activation at the start of 2023?
Thank you, Deputy, for raising this question. The leader programme is one of the key interventions of Our Rural Future, the government's policy for rural development launched last year. An indicative budget of £180 million is allocated for the leader programme for the period 2023 to 2027, with the £70 million already provided for 2021 and 2022 under the transitional leader programme. A total of £250 million will be made available for the 2021 to 2027 period, thus maintaining the level of funding provided for the 2014 to 2020 programming period. The draft CAP strategic plan, which includes LEADER, was submitted to the EU Commission by the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine at the end of December 2021. This is in line with the timeline set by the EU Commission. The process of negotiating and agreeing the plan with the EU Commission has thus commenced. The timeline for implementation of the new LEADER programme is closely linked to this process. Accordingly, my officials will continue to work closely with colleagues from the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine and the EU Commission over the coming months with a view to obtaining approval for the CAP strategic plan as a matter of priority. In parallel with this process, my officials are continuing to engage with key stakeholders in relation to the new LEADER programme and the ongoing implementation of the transitional LEADER programme to ensure that the vital role that LEADER plays in rural Ireland continues to be supported.
Thank you, Minister. And you very clearly said that the timeline here for implementation is obviously closely linked to the negotiation of the CAP strategic plan. So in that context, Minister, we know that it's not unusual for programmes to be delayed. And if, for example, we weren't ready to go by the 1st of January next year, you and I know that some companies would struggle financially to keep going. Yes, the transition programme is there up to January 1, but some companies are tight enough, especially when it comes to administrative funding, and they would have real difficulty going beyond the 1st of January next year. And of course, Minister, you know, if that were to happen, jobs would be at risk and the continuity of some of the programmes would also be at risk. So is there any plan in place, any stopgap, any mechanism that if we're not ready to go by January 1st next year, that those companies won't find themselves literally running out of money?
You know, in fairness, you probably know this process much better than I do when it goes to Europe. The funding allocation for 21 to 2027 has been maintained at the level it has. So it's important to me that LEADER continues to support rural communities moving into the new programming period. And that's why it was vital for Ireland to submit the draft of its CAP strategic plan and to the EU on time. And not every member state apparently met that deadline. An intensive process of negotiations with the EU will follow on from their initial review of all the schemes in the new CAP strategic plan. My officials are engaging in this process as a matter of priority to ensure the new LEADER programme is in place as soon as possible. So it's a bit away yet next January. But I'm very aware of the good work that LEADER's doing. And we have, I was very quick to commit to the transitional funding of 70 million, as you know, because we didn't want it to stop. As I said, I'm committed to supporting them.
I absolutely agree that your officials, yourselves, that you're actively engaged in the negotiation of the CAP strategic plan and you want things to start next January. But we also know that we need to plan for the future, and it could happen because it's happened other times that we may not be ready to go, that everything may not be in place. And in that context, I've said it before, but I'll say it again, some companies it just won't have administrative funding. Jobs will be at risk and the continuity of programmes will be at risk. It is a real issue of concern, Minister.
That was the same story in I think it was 2016, they didn't run out of money, and we have always supported them. So I'm conscious of the work that they do, so I don't want to second guess the negotiations in the EU. So we hope that they'll move on quickly. But again, that's why the transition programme was brought in and the funding provided, so they could continue their good work.